Post Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. The duo stands at the ready to dish your listing, list your dishes, or listen to your dishing. Just call 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
And we're glad to be live again for this week's edition of eBay Radio, Ask Griffin Lee. This segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. If you're listening live, today is July 6, 2017, and if you're listening in the archives, this is show number 466. The fireworks, unfortunately, are still exploding.
Oh, boy.
My dogs are going crazy, but that'll stop soon.
How did they do on the 4th?
Not too good, but we're past that now.
And I'm embarrassed to tell you that.
What?
Well, we can see them from our house, so we sit a little chair outside.
And Russia?
We watch the fireworks and...
From your porch.
I felt very guilty, yes.
Yeah. You know, they can make fireworks that don't explode with those big booms, and that would be helpful, but...
The booms, you mean?
Yeah, without the booms. Just, you know, lights. Don't know why the booms are so important.
Well, because the song was written... Well, song, yeah. Okay. The bombs
anyway.
Bursting, in, you know, that's
Of... During war.
Bombs bursting, you know.
Yeah, well, so the song is like the... That's the written word. We have to follow it. So when you call us, let us know what you think about fireworks at 888-RADIO-30.
I bet you that most of our listeners have animals.
Yeah, they do.
I don't, but I bet you they do.
Yeah.
I bet you they do, and they probably feel the same way about it. But I felt a little guilty, but I enjoyed it. I'm sorry.
Really?
Yes.
You just don't
sorry
care.
About that. I do care. I do care.
You don't care about my dogs.
I do.
It's so debilitating. Anyway, 888-723-4630 is our phone number.
So great.
You know what I bought on eBay that helped Tito for a while?
Oh,
it was one of those thunder coats that wraps them tight.
Oh, yeah, I heard
tight.
About those.
Yeah. But now he's deaf, so he doesn't care. He just walks around saying, what's everyone upset about? I can't hear you. So what? What's everyone upset about?
Aww.
What? Yeah,
so
he's 14.
Do you know Daniel Tormann?
I do. We want to congratulate him, by the way.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, he's eBay's Senior Vice President and Chief Operating Officer. Again, his name is Daniel Tormann. And he's been named to PR Week's Power List 2017. Now, those on the list are described as, quote, the most powerful figures in the communications industry, facing the toughest challenges PR has to offer.
Wait a minute, unquote. Isn't that Lee Mirabal?
Well, yeah,
oh,
but you didn't win, did you?
Excuse me. No. You're president, and I'm not.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Daniel Tormann.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
He's our head PR guy.
That's
head
a big deal. PR Week is big magazine.
I should hope so.
Very important.
I mean, it comes out every week, right?
Obviously.
It's PR Week.
Obviously, somebody wants to read it.
PR Month.
You know, today is the day that we take phone calls like crazy. 858-829. No, no, no,
yes,
no,
yes,
no, no. That's not our phone number.
Oh,
I just
that
gave
happen?
Out my phone number.
You just gave out your home phone?
Part of it.
Oh, brother. We're going to have to edit that now.
Okay. Right? Yeah. The phone number is 888-723-4630. That's 888-723-4630. Radio 30, and you can call up with an issue you're having. Maybe you just want to say hello. Tell us how you felt about the fireworks last night and your pets. And do you know about those little blankies you can buy for them? And you can buy them on eBay. Griff is going to look them up right now. Griff, remember we started reading about the Shine Awards finalists last week and we never got to finish? We're going to share the rest of their stories later in today's show, starting with Dana Bryant's bio. In the charitable business category, that's where we left off. Have you voted yet today?
Voted, yes.
At ebay.com/shineawards. If you're listening to this right now and you haven't voted yet, go on over to ebay.com/shineawards. You can vote once in each category every single day. There are five categories up there, and we'll be telling you about those a little later on in the show. So did we look up those things for dogs? Let's look them up.
Oh, you mean the Thundercoats?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't.
And that's what they're called?
I don't know if they're Thundercoat or...
Thundercoat.
Something like that, I think. Go to the eBay.
I'm here.
Are you at the eBay?
Thunder Jackets for
Thunder Jackets.
I'm calling them Thunder... jackets. They're probably
they have Thunder jacket.
Oh, I found them under Thunder shirt.
Thunder shirt. Yeah, that's the one we have. Thunder shirt.
Okay. Thunder shirt, polo dog, anxiety jacket.
Anxiety, right.
Camo. Is yours camo?
No.
Then nobody
no.
will be able to see him. The bad guys won't be able to see him.
Well, it's not like they're going out for a walk.
Oh.
They're under the bed where no one can see them,
okay.
quivering and
you can,
shaking
you can
in fear.
You can get it in gray. You can
you
get
can.
It in camo.
You can get it in, I'm so nervous, red. Or you can get it in, Daddy, is the world coming to an end, blue?
Aw. Yeah, you can get lots of them. In fact, it says zero results, but I have tons of results.
Dogs, the interesting thing about dogs and some other animals is that when they're very anxious, if you wrap them for some reason that tightly around the abdomen and chest, it calms them down.
Okay, so there's 122 results for Thunder shirts for dogs.
There you go. Thunder shirt. Thunder shirt!
On eBay. Anti-anxiety dog thing.
Do they make them in human sizes? I can give up all my meds.
That's
just your
wear
blankie. A Thunder shirt. I hate it, too tight clothing. It wouldn't work. It would just make me more nervous.
You know, some overweight people wear clothing that's too big for them. I always have.
Yeah.
And some wear clothing that's too tight.
Yeah, it's easier to find those people. They stick out like sore thumbs.
You
see them at Walmart.
I know. Don't put Walmart down.
I'm not putting Walmart down. I'm putting down the people of Walmart.
Oh.
You do see people who should not wear that size pants. That's all I'll say.
Exactly. Or tops, too.
Or tops.
Yeah.
Right. I think it's hard to dress yourself sometimes. We have a vision of how we want to look.
Griff, you always look, let me tell you something, you always look like a cool cat.
Me?
You always have on expensive scents, upscale shirts. You always look cool, and I love it when you have a hat on.
Mm.
You got a cool guy look. Someone told me
I try too hard. Someone else told me, this was a couple years ago, someone said, this guy is supposed to be like our representative. Why is he so dumpy looking? Can we buy him better clothes?
Nobody said that.
Oh, yeah, they did.
No, they didn't.
Oh, yes, they did.
Rip.
I didn't make that one up.
Oh,
I had it framed and embroidered on a pillow, and it's put on my sofa now.
Speaking of losing weight.
Where are we?
Let me check my thing here for today.
What thing? Your scale?
I weigh on Thursday mornings purposely.
You're kidding. Thursday. Yeah. Why Thursday?
Because I do the show on Thursday, and we go to a certain restaurant, and the waitress looks at my weight loss every Thursday.
Is there a scale in that restaurant?
No.
That would be a bad thing to put in.
Here's what I have.
What?
I have something called the Fitbit, right?
Oh, yeah.
Fitbit.
Yeah. It's on your wrist.
And I have the Fitbit app.
Yeah.
And when I get on my scale, the scale is a Fitbit scale.
Oh, of course, it reads it.
It
like
reads
with Wi-Fi
it automatically. As of this morning.
Or BlueFi or something.
As of this morning, I have lost 17.7 pounds.
Well,
thank
what?
You.
What? That's a lot of weight for someone.
Since April 21st.
For someone your height, that's a huge amount
of
weight.
It is huge.
Well, are you going to go swimming in the pool with your bikini?
Please. Bikini? You've got to be kidding me. You know, even when I was young and little, I never wore bikinis.
Yeah.
I'm a one-piece gal.
Yeah, I never wore Speedos either.
Mm-hmm.
I always wore, like, big, 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 loose
So
briefs.
When you're losing a lot of weight, you don't know what size you are, really.
Yeah.
So you try on clothes, and all of a sudden they're too big, so you order something, and it comes in the mail, and it's too big, and you need the next size down. So this is what I'm going through, this craziness right now. You know why?
What?
Because I'm going to Las Vegas, baby.
And what
is
that?
In just a couple of weeks.
Oh, you want to look good.
I have already registered for eBay Open 2017.
Oh, by the way.
Because I wanted to get in before it sells out.
We got word yesterday that the hotel is ready to, the block of rooms is almost gone.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't registered or if you've registered and you haven't booked at the MGM, your options are going to start disappearing in the next few days because they're running out of rooms.
And what they had left when I called up to check was they had the $105, which is fantastic
sure
price. That's the eBay block price. They had them during the week left, but none on Saturday and Sunday or Friday.
Yeah.
So, and shoot, you get there by Monday evening and you're cool. Even Tuesday morning, you could get to Vegas because it starts Tuesday afternoon.
We're going to get there Monday night.
I'm getting there Sunday in the middle of the morning, Saturday night into Sunday.
Wait, but when do you leave? When do you go back?
Well, we're thinking of going back on Saturday, but we may not go back till Sunday.
Oh, you're making a whole week out of it.
Well, my family's coming.
Oh,
you know,
that's right.
You won't see them because they're not going to, like, Elisa's not working this year or CJ.
Yeah.
But you will see Melissa, and then I have another family member coming.
Fantastic.
You know about that, of course.
I do, but I'm...
Yes. And
mom's
so,
alert.
So that's, you know, so I may stay a day or two extra.
Oh.
Just to have a little fun.
Yeah.
So, and if you're wondering what we're talking about the eBay Open 2017. Hurry up and register before it sells out. It's July 25th through the 28th at the MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas, baby. You can sign up for your choice of workshops and reserve your hotel room right from the registration flow at ebayopen2017.com. And if you've already registered, you can click sign up for workshops now to get to the sign up page. And you'll need to enter your confirmation number, which you can click to have resent if you've forgotten it.
Right.
And eBay has announced some new features for this year. I watched your thing yesterday.
Yeah, there's Katie changes it up every year, which I love because you know, the basic core things are still there, but if you're we have a lot of return people. We have a lot of new people. There's new people that have never been, but a lot of the return people, they like something new and something old. So,
well, let's talk about some of the new features when we come back.
That's the deal. This segment was brought to you by Belk, BULQ, the easy way to source. Visit them at the Agora, by the way, at eBay Open. 888-723-4630. We'll continue in a moment with more Ask Griffin Lee.
Sharpen your selling skills. Register now for eBay Open 2017 at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Visit ebayopen2017.com now to register for the event and book your rooms. New technology, workshops and panels, and amazing networking events with great food. July 25th through the 28th. At the MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas. Register and book your rooms at ebayopen2017.com. See you in Las Vegas, baby.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Somewhere in the future on the eBay space-time continuum.
There, that's today's sold items beamed out to their buyers. Now, let's get the robo-listers started on our latest case of liquidation goods from Bulk.
What's in that case, boss?
Check Bulk's manifest. It'll show you exactly what we bought.
Bulk sure makes it easy.
It wasn't always easy. Before Bulk revolutionized product sourcing back in the 21st century, it was really hard. Sellers had to find major manufacturers who wanted to liquidate overstocked, returned, and open box merchandise all on their own. Most companies sold inventory by the truckload with no list or guarantee of what was included. And shipping, it cost more than your paycheck.
Bulk changed all that?
Thanks to Bulk, we can buy by the pallet or case with an itemized manifest and flat rate shipping. Now, enough ancient history, let's check out those robo-listers.
Bulk.com, revolutionizing product sourcing for online sellers. BULQ.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the show whose item specifics are always filled in. Now, we're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Shipworks, helping you ship more in less time. If you give us an item number, we'll dish your listing, but you have to call us at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that toll-free number is 888-RADIO-30. 723-4630.
So, Griff, we have a cohort of yours on the phone. We're going to go to her in just a moment. But first, Debbie from Vacaville, California is on the line, known on eBay as the Book Kiosk. Hi, Debbie. What's your question or comment?
Hi, guys. I just wanted to call in and say nobody hates the 4th of July more than me.
Oh.
I have been terrified of it my whole life. And when I was pregnant about, 25 years ago, I got brave and went out and sat on my front porch, and the neighbor lit off something that went sideways and went through my hair and hit our house and
burnt our shutter
by the window. And I'm like, see, that's it. This is insane. Never again. Finally, about 5 years ago, I can now handle the fireworks at Disneyland. But they're crazy. But I wanted to say, when you were talking about the blanket, I read on Facebook the other day, now they're saying to swaddle your dogs.
Well, you can do that, too.
And they had a... Yeah, they had a way to do it, and they said it's supposed to be even better. So I was going to suggest swaddling your puppies next year.
If you swaddle them, you can hold them like a little baby.
Oh, now look who's comparing them to babies.
I don't know how you swaddle a Great Dane or a Doberman Pinscher. They might not like it. But
well, first you get a huge sheet.
Yes, you do.
Huge.
and then
you have to give them a sedative.
Yes.
Which kind of, it defeats the whole purpose of having the swaddling to begin with.
And you know, Debbie, we weren't thinking of people. We were thinking of animals. But yeah, a lot of people would be
afraid
of it. Like veterans. You know, been in the war.
I don't even go outside. My brother-in-law got the real ones, and I stayed in the house with our dog at their house and just watched TV. I was like, there's no way I'm going out there. It's just too insane. And they go and actually one of theirs went sideways to the neighbors, and they all thought it was funny. You know, when I'm in Vacaville, it's very dry here. We had a major fire 2 years ago.
They thought it was funny?
Huge.
Well, they must think it's a riot when the house burns down.
Yeah.
I know. The neighbors were like, oh, that's so cool. And I thought, I'm oblivious. I'm in the house watching some murder mystery on TV, just as happy as a lark with my strawberry margarita. And
well, Debbie, thank you for bringing that to our attention. We hadn't even thought about adults who might not like
adults who need thunder jackets.
Yeah, and I appreciate it. Debbie, thank you for your call today. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. And we go now to Federica Rabiolo, manager of seller communications. Hey, Federica. How you doing?
Hey, guys.
Hey,
doing
welcome
again. How's everybody else?
We're doing just great. We're recovering after the long holiday weekend, but we have a question for you, Fed.
Yeah.
So what's currently happening with the Shine Awards?
Well, we're currently in our voting phase. We're in the thick of it, about halfway through. And that's where we just ask our eBay community and the public to vote on their favorite from our 15 finalists.
You know, we started reading through all of the finalists on Tuesday's show, and we're going to finish them today. And I think it's absolutely amazing. So where can sellers go to find out more about this year's finalists and read what we're reading?
If you go to ebay.com/shineawards, you can read more about the sellers, read their backstory, their bio, and read a short Q&A that we conducted with them.
How can the eBay community vote for this year's finalists?
Yeah.
So when you head to ebay.com/shineawards, and once you read up on your finalists and find your favorite in each category, there's just a little button that says vote for me. You just have to validate your vote with your email address and then go ahead and click vote, and that's how you submit. And you can vote once a day for your favorite person in each category until July 14th.
So how does the voting process work?
So July 14th, is that next Thursday?
It's next Friday.
Next Friday, okay.
Yeah.
How does the voting process work?
So the way that it works is the public goes on to vote for their favorite, and every day, you know, we monitor the totals. And then on July 14th, the person with the most votes would become the category winner. Of course, they don't get to find that out until later. And then on July 11th, we have a panel of expert judges getting together to crown the grand prize or small business of the year. So they're the ones that get to decide on that from the group of 15.
How are the winners determined? Can you tell us that?
Basically, it's just by the public's vote, and the ones with the most votes in each category win. So that's, there's five category winners, three in each category, and the person with the most votes among the three is the ones that become the category or best in class winners. Whereas the grand prize winner is really determined by those judges, and the judges do that blindly without knowing who's leading in the votes. So it's really anyone's game to become the small business of the year.
So how about the criteria used to determine? Can you tell us that?
We used criteria that were in the terms and conditions and also, of course, all about, you know, representing his brand and representative in the category and things like that when we were narrowing it down to the 15. And now it's just really only about the votes.
When will we get to find out who's won?
We all find out who won at eBay Open on Thursday, July 27th. The ceremony, if you can't join us at eBay Open, will be live streamed on Facebook, on eBay for Business and eBay Newsroom channels. And it starts around 4 p.m. Pacific, and it'll go for about an hour. And that's where we crown all of our best in class winners. And then, of course, our grand prize winner as well.
Very exciting. Are we going to see you there, Federica?
I'll be at eBay Open in all my glory.
Oh,
great.
Yay. Okay, well, thank you so much for stopping in today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
All right. We're going to
have a good one.
Let us know if you need anything else. We're here.
Will do. And remember to vote.
We're going to vote. Vote every day. Vote often. Thank you, Federica.
Thanks, Federica.
Thanks.
Our number is 888-723-4630. Jeff, a new seller from Applington, Iowa, is on the line with us, known as J. Downs Enterprises. Oh, J. Downs Enterprises. That's it.
You got it.
that took a little pushing.
Not easy, Jeff.
Yeah.
I'm not quite an enterprise yet, but, you know, that's what I want to be eventually.
and it's good to call yourself that, too.
Absolutely.
Griff, he wants a listing dish.
Well, of course he does. Who wouldn't?
So let's go ahead and give out that item number. It is 2225-3977-6842. I'm going to give that out again. It's 2225-3977-6842.
Ooh.
Oh, Jeff wants to emulate Ron, Orlaman 21. I don't blame you,
yeah.
Jeff. We
oh,
all
I
do.
Love listening to Ron. If Ron's listening, he's my favorite. He should be part of your guys' radio.
Well, he
show.
Is, like, but you just don't realize it.
Yeah,
we love to have him on.
He's part of the crew.
Yeah.
He really is, and we're hoping to have him on the show during the event. We've got a slot for him. We're gonna see if he can make it during that time. But
he's awesome. I love listening to him. I love that southern drawl he's got.
Oilerman 21. Okay. Oh.
Well, bless your heart.
This is interesting.
So let's talk about this because it's actually a pretty cool item. It's a motorcycle helmet. It's a Harley Davidson motorcycle helmet with ghost flames, and it's ultra light. And so I'm kind of intrigued by this. So anyway, it's black and it has this kind of like very subtle pattern of flames on it. And it's very cool.
So read the title.
Well, the title says Harley Davidson Ghost Flames Ultralight Spoiler Half Motorcycle Helmet DOT. What's DOT mean?
It's Department of Transportation certified is what I understood. I did some research. It says DOT on the back of the helmet, so okay. I figured I better put that in there. And the other listings I saw that were almost exactly the same helmet put that in the title as well.
Griff, could this be for you? It's an XXXXL.
Even that's not big enough for this fat head, but we could try it. that's pretty big.
That's big
huge.
Hat.
Yeah, that's like a quadruple.
That's
XL.
Your head. Perfect. Whew.
You think?
Made for Griff. Oh, yeah. Big head? Are you kidding?
Big head. Like the character on Silicon Valley. Nice title. I think it's good because I don't actually know much about the helmet itself, but I do have a question. It looks like you actually used a subtitle as well.
Yeah, I wanted to put in as much information as possible. So, yeah. I think it costs like an extra $1.50 to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And it's not always necessary. Tell him, Griff.
Mm-hmm. I try to stick that information in the main title. I think what your title could use, can you explain the words spoiler half, why those are in the title?
I sort of copied that off another listing that was exactly like that.
Oh, okay.
And so I didn't know much about the helmet. I actually found it at an auction. And yeah. So I didn't know anything about it. I'd never listed a helmet before. Well, I didn't list much of anything because I'm so darn new. But so I just sort of copied everything. And it was a sold item on eBay, so I just sort of copied his title.
Oh, well, that makes sense. I just think it would be important to put the size in the title and not have it be in the subtitle. Subtitles are not automatically scanned. So they're visual in a category list or a list of returned search results, but they're not searchable unless the buyer selects title and description. And in that case, very few buyers do that. So
I did not know that.
Yeah. So I make sure at least the size was in the title, but if you have the size as an item specific, it'll still be pretty searchable. So it's a minor quibble. I wouldn't worry too much about it.
But paying for $1.50. When you may not have to.
I mean, at the risk of having the company that I work for look at me askance and say, why are you saying that? I'm always telling sellers to be very careful about spending extras. Make sure they're effective.
Now, what about the pictures?
Well, we'll have to talk about those when we come
back. We'll be back. Stay with us, Jeff.
So don't go anywhere, Jeff, because we ain't done with you. This segment was brought to you by Shipworks, helping you ship more in less time. It's a no-risk call, just like Jeff found out. 888-723-4630. Call us here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
There are plenty of places you can shop for shipping supplies, but there's only one place that will treat you like family. That's Bubble Fast. They're big enough to price their products competitively, but small enough that owners Mark and Robin Levine actually answer the phone themselves. Just call their shipping hotline at 877-599-SHIP. You won't get that kind of close-up and personal service from a catalog, and you won't get professional advice on packing either. Mark and Robin have been helping e-commerce sellers pack and ship since 1999. They sell on eBay just like you, and they use all of their own shipping materials. If they don't like it, they won't sell it. Join the Bubble Fast family on Facebook, subscribe to the Bubble Briefs newsletter, and call the Bubble phone at 877-599-SHIP. Find it all at BubbleFast.com. Providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. That's BubbleFast.com.
In the world of e-commerce, returns are a fact of life. Now, ShipStation helps you to turn returns into happy return customers. That's because ShipStation lets you automate returns through a branded returns portal. All your buyer has to do is enter their order number and a reason for the return and print out their return label. Easy peasy. Since you can brand your return portal with your logo and social links, that customer is going to remember who they shopped with. And a customer who has a happy returns experience is much more likely to come back and buy from you again. That makes you happy. There are lots of other reasons you'll be happy with ShipStation too, like the ability to automate and customize practically every step of fulfilling your eBay orders. So come on, get happy. Try ShipStation free for 30 days. No credit card required at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
When it comes to managing your customer relationships, communication is everything. But just replying to buyers' messages quickly isn't enough. You've also got to deal promptly with returns and order cancellations. That's where Reply Manager comes in. Reply Manager is fully integrated into all eBay messaging, from both My Messages and the Resolution Center. With Reply Manager, you can sort cases into categories and respond immediately with standard replies. Then process each return, cancellation, and refund seamlessly. That's something you can't do anywhere else. Reply Manager can even handle partial refunds and multiple eBay accounts. It all adds up to a better buyer experience. And that's exactly what you want to deliver. Let Reply Manager help you give your buyers the customer service they deserve. Try Reply Manager risk-free for 14 days at ReplyManager.com. That's 14 days risk-free at ReplyManager.com.
Listen while you list.